Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, June the 25th, 2018, and let's start off this brand new week with the daily. The Pokemon Company's CEO and president, Tsunekazu Ishihara, spoke in an interview with Japanese publication Famitsu regarding his thoughts on the Nintendo Switch and the upcoming Pokemon Let's Go games. He didn't initially have faith in the new console. He stated, quote, "A machine that integrated both handheld functionality and a home console was unheard of, so to be honest, it was hard to know how it would sell. I didn't see it selling," unquote. Happy to say, he was a bit wrong there, and he knows that as well. It came down to high-quality software that attracted people to the Switch with Breath of the Wild and Super Mario Odyssey in the first year, and he acknowledged that. Once the hardware proved well, he said, quote, "That's the point where thoughts like, maybe the hardware won't sell, changed to a feeling of, our game will give the platform traction," unquote. Regarding the Let's Go games, he said, quote, "Among those who have played the game, there may be some who feel like it has changed, but that's part of the long-standing tradition with Game Freak and the Pokemon series. We will not make mistakes with the basics, so please trust us," unquote. Well, based on my experience with the game at E3, it's definitely back to basics, along with implementing the simplistic Pokemon Go mechanics to catch Pokemon. It truly might not be for the hardcore. We'll see. For the fans of the physical, fear not, for there's plenty to look forward to. Team Cherry stated in a recent Reddit AMA that they were working on a Hollow Knight physical release and will be releasing official news on it sometime soon. Also, the game Cat Quest was announced to be coming to retail stores this September. And if you forgot, Kingdom New Lands, the 7th Switch release from Limited Run Games, is available for pre-order through July the 6th for $29.99. Get your pre-order in on limitedrungames.com before it's gone. There's currently over 100 physical Switch games in the US currently, so I hope you're keeping up. Currently trending on YouTube is a video from Did You Know Gaming specifically about Waluigi. It was perfect timing on their part as recently, opinions regarding the absence of Waluigi as a choosable character on Smash Bros. Ultimate has been quite popular. One of the facts given about Waluigi was that the character as a whole was only created as a necessity for the game Mario Tennis on the Nintendo 64. Most characters had a proper partner. Mario had Luigi, Peach had Daisy, Yoshi had Birdo, Donkey Kong had Bowser. Well, what about Wario? He obviously needed a fitting partner, and Waluigi was created. Through the video, Waluigi seems to be a bit of a large joke throughout Nintendo's history. Maybe that's why you'll never get to choose him in Super Smash Bros. Check out the video by visiting the Did You Know Gaming channel on YouTube or visiting their site at didyouknowgaming.com. Before I go, just a reminder, I'm taking questions for the Q&A episode I have planned for episode 100. If your question gets chosen on the episode, you'll win a free digital game. Easy as that. So, you can submit questions by sending me a voice message through the Anchor app, which can be downloaded on iOS or Android, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, that's LPTYGER. Assuming everything goes well, it should be posted this Saturday, June the 30th. A big thanks to the following people for favoriting this podcast on Anchor: Jonesy, Patrick Mulvihill, Munib Khan, First Podcast, Jason Pop, Together Not Together Podcast, Carl Edjohn, Tim Stew, Francisco Trinidad, The Beauty in the Skies, Chennai Karan, Bear Break, and Susie's Parenting Talk. I appreciate the support. And that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.